This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.
Hello there and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is the Territory Story Podcast News Bites. I'm Peter Gowers. Hope you're having a great week. I'd like to get straight to the NT Independent online newspaper now. Chat with the editor, Mr. Chris Walsh. Walshy, hello there.
Hey, Pete. Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Another big week in news, I take it?
It always is. Keeps us busy.
It sure does. And a man who needs no introduction is our police minister. And after two back-to-back weeks of not the greatest news, I'd say, on behalf of him and or his career, although at this stage, of course, it's gone without punishment. But this is the man who shared racist Facebook posts. He's now called the Anti-Discrimination Commission on the cops. Tell us more.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you're the police minister who's been accused of, well, and who we know has shared racist Facebook posts. So then you start deflecting and start blaming others. And look, this is what he did. I couldn't even believe it when he was saying that. I said, well, so basically what this is now, remember that on Monday, the TRG, the coroners lifted the suppression order on these TRG award certificates, the so-called NUGADA awards, which Zach Rolf said went by a different offensive name. And remember, Pete, that you've got four police officers or five who've signed stat decks to the coroner saying there was nothing racial about any of these awards, Your Honor. Well, now it's been released. We knew the description of some of them a couple weeks ago, but they had until Monday to file submissions to, I guess, argue with facts whether or not they were legitimate or illegitimate. As remember, the police executive lawyer had said, oh, these are illegitimate. We're not sure as to the veracity of these things. Well, nobody filed anything, so the coroner lifted the suppression order, and we've seen these awards, one of them with an Aboriginal flag in it, which completely goes against what they said, that it was in no way related to race. And then you got some other racially charged things in there. So the police minister, of course, is in the middle of this. He's asked, well, what needs to happen now with TRG? Because this is serious. You've got police potentially lying to the courts, and the significance of officers doing that. So Potsy here comes up with the idea that he's going to call in the Anti-Discrimination Commission. He is, remember, the guy who's sharing racist, misogynistic, yeah, homophobic, anti-Semitic posts, praising Nazis. He says, well, you know what, I'm calling
this
the Anti-Discrimination
Commission.
I could not believe it. I could not believe it. Now, meanwhile, like, you know, this is already being investigated. Well, really, it's only professional standards. So it's an internal police investigation, which also doesn't make sense, Pete, and we'll talk about that more on the weekend. But what doesn't make sense is that the ICAC's assisting the police somehow in this. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, either one of them's investigating or one of them isn't. I don't know how both of them are doing it together. So the ICAC's just going to take the police's word for things? Like, it's very unusual. Anyway, so that's going on. So Potter, you know, he's asked about it. He said that he found the award certificates that were released on Monday to be extremely concerning. He said allegations, well, we know that they were being investigated, these allegations. He said, the Attorney General and myself have had discussions around how can we get the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner involved early in the package, he said. We really think the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner and the package that they will be extremely important. So then I asked him at the press conference, I said, oh, it's because you think these awards are racist, do you? And he said, I think that those certificates indicate that there's a serious issue inside the TRG that we need to be addressing. So then I said, well, you don't see a double standard or just the hypocrisy that comes with you?
Pot kettle?
Yeah, Potter, Potsy kettle. And, you know, it was crazy. And he said, no, it's not the same, because he posted his post now around 2013.
It's not the same because the TRGs at the very least can be open to interpretation, whereas his cannot be. There is no mistaking what his were.
Exactly. I actually let that out when he said that. I said, well, yours might possibly be worse. and this flag on this.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't know yet. They're investigating. But he said that there was no double standard, no hypocrisy in him looking into because he, quote, answered those questions in public and on the public record.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
That means not. And that he did not work for the anti-police at the time he shared the post. So, well, we know he worked for ADF, and they've just refused to comment on this nonsense. But we know that the chief minister's excused the racist, homophobic, and misogynistic sentiments that were shared by Potter as being done when he was in his 20s while he was on a journey, and that they do not reflect the Brent Potter of today. And then I think another journalist asked him then, well, should the anti-discrimination commissioner be investigating you and your post? Yeah. And then he said, oh, well, they could do whatever they want. Now, we contacted the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, and just when Yoga Ratnam. Now, we didn't get a response right away for this story, but I tell you, we'll get into this more on the weekend, Pete, but he's saying now, and would you believe this? So the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner is saying, yeah, they changed legislation to allow me to investigate things as of January 2nd this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying that he doesn't have the resources to do investigations. And in fact, that he's already declared that he will do no investigations for all of 2024. So, yeah, so these guys have made this up.
Can I get a job like that, Chris?
Yeah, well, I don't know what his other duties are or what powers he has here. But, you know, this seems to me like, I don't know if Chancey Paik, the Attorney General's, put Potsy out here on this and pulled a prank on him and said, yeah, go out and say the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner is investigating. But it doesn't appear that that's happening. Anyway, we'll get more on it. But yeah, like Potter, you know, yeah. Anyway, there are these anti-vilification laws that the government had flagged and raised and had passed some watered down version of that. He may have violated that. So anyway, it just keeps going. It just keeps going.
Does.
And I'll tell you more on the weekend, Peter, what the chief minister said to me today at a press conference. But we're working on a story about that.
I will look forward to it, Chris. Now, just don't think that this is going to be an easy run-up for our friends in the opposition, because while the government's dealing with issues of their own, the CLP have also had to come out and defend a staffer and their DV history, and then went on to suspend him.
Yeah, after coming out trying the defense again. Look, it's just so stupid. I mean, this is just so stupid. You would expect more from Edgington. He's a lot wiser than Potsy. As a politician, he's been around for a while, former police officer, former mayor of the Barkly Regional Council. So, yeah, you expect more. So what's happened, though, is the Australian now has come out, I think, late last night with the story saying that that Edgington has had hired this guy as his electorate officer who had faced NT courts 27 times in the past 4 years, including for breaches of bail and contravening a domestic violence order. He was also jailed for over 80 days in the past since, I think, December 22. And he was even arrested last month for drink driving and lost his license. And anyway, but there's this whole run for years where he spent jail time for breaching these domestic violence orders. And of course, Steve Edgington is the CLP spokesman on domestic violence and has been really hammering the government on their approach to dealing with it. So this is bad. And then he comes out today, and I think it was a disaster, him on ABC and even on Mix, tried to do the media rounds in the morning to explain himself. But he was saying, oh, look, I knew about two domestic violence order issues, but I didn't think that there was violence involved. He told me there was no violence. Yeah, because they just hand out DVOs for fun.
It would just be the D if there wasn't the violence.
The DO. There's so many ways that one can perpetrate domestic violence, and to think that Edgington thought, oh, well, okay, well, I believe him if he says, but he had no idea. They didn't do a proper criminal history check. He said he didn't. He said he took the guy, he wanted to break the cycle of domestic violence by giving this guy a job. So, I mean, on one hand, he's saying he knew two things, but now he's saying he had to break the cycle. So it implies that he knew more. Mm-hmm. These matters have not occurred during his employment in my office. He said, well, there you go, the Potsy defense. He worked here.
In my office. Well, I'm not.
Yeah. So he was aware of two matters, not the 20-odd matters the Australian's reporting. He said he had a long discussion with the staffer, and the staffer's name is Darius Plummer. He's 43. So we had a long chat with him, and then he made complex decisions, and he takes full responsibility for employing him. I gave him an opportunity, Edgington said, based on the facts that I had before me, I decided to employ him. But let's make it clear, I don't condone any form of domestic violence. That was the strange thing. Edgington later admitted on another radio station that he was aware Plummer was charged for drink driving earlier this month and had his license suspended for 12 months, but took no action to discipline him. That was cool. Yeah. Just drink driving, you know, he's a politician here in the community and his staffers are out breaking the law and he thinks, that's cool.
We need to ban the use of the word complex from now on by all politicians in the NT.
Yeah. And it's not complex, I'll tell you that, like doing the criminal history check on these guys. So it's unclear why Edgington didn't and why the Legislative Assembly, you know, when they're the ones ultimately responsible for these electorate officers, or I guess the member is, but then they have to do it through the DLA. And it seems that there weren't any checks or balances in place on this one. We will get to the bottom of it, Edgington said. So he did say later that he would suspend this guy. Now, this is after he came out saying, oh, he's really not that bad. And then later in the day, it's, well, we'll suspend him with pay while we investigate that he had asked him to come out. So meanwhile, of course, the Lawler Labor government think that they've got something here.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah. And they go hard on him, saying that he's got to resign, that Edgington needs to resign, that this is about his integrity now, Kate Warden said this morning.
Pot kettle.
Yeah, he's been harboring for quite some time a perpetrator of domestic violence in his own electorate office. He cannot possibly not have known. It's time for him to stand up and walk away. If he doesn't, then the leader of the opposition should sack him. At that point, I said, and how is this any different than you guys writing character reference letters for a pedophile? And
about the racist Nazi that's hanging out in the corridor.
Well, we got into that and that got angry too. But she said that was different, of course. It's not relevant. Yes. That Kent Rowe worked for them for that long and that they wrote reference letters to get him a reduced sentence. I would say that's harboring a pedophile.
I would think
anyway, so. So she didn't want to talk about that. She said it wasn't relevant. Then Lawler got up and said that Edgington had to resign again, too, for hiring Plummer, but grew frustrated when told that Edgington said he was not aware of the extent of Plummer's past, although Labor was aware of Brent Potter's past, recent, and a racist and anti-Semitic Facebook post when they pre-selected him, right?
Mm.
So,
but yeah, I think some of them, apparently.
Well, there's questions about that. So, so she was asked that, though. She said, well, how could you get Edgington call for him to resign if he didn't know about something, but yet you and everybody are sticking behind Potter and you knew about what he did? How can Edgington resign for something he didn't know?
Yep.
Lawler said that's impossible, that Edgington wasn't aware of those issues.
Impossible that you didn't know either and yours is worse.
Yeah, well, look, Pete, there's going to be more on that because the story changed right around that point. Lawler then changed her story about, contradicted what Potter had said about exactly when they knew and what they knew. So we'll talk about that on the weekend some more.
Sounds good, Chris. And just lastly, there's been some issues in schools this week in the NT, and a school's been sent into lockdown after an alleged assault of students.
Yeah, look, this seems pretty crazy, P. We were hearing this around noon today that O'Loughlin Catholic College in Darwin had to go into lockdown. This is after apparently a 13-year-old who was not a student allegedly assaulted and we're told jumped over the fence into the premises and allegedly assaulted four students. So went into lockdown. At this stage, the matter's under an active investigation, police said. We're urging anyone with information regarding this incident to come forward. Catholic Education NT put out a statement saying the person was not known to the school. Police were contacted. Paramedics also attended, but no students were required to be transported to hospital by ambulance. That's good. But they said one student was taken by their parents to seek further medical assessment. Of course, as you can imagine, lots of messages and things going on about this. Yeah. We spoke to a parent who said that it's been the fourth lockdown of that school this year alone in 2 months or something. So yeah, they said, look, the territory is completely out of control. The parents said, do we need to have security guards at our schools now to keep our kids safe? How many more Declan Lavertys will there be?
Yeah.
Yeah, people not happy about this. And it does sound like an extension of the crime that's going on here. 13-year-olds, they
said,
perpetrating everything these days. Now, this also follows this announcement today by the police that a 53-year-old male teacher, so unrelated to Dartmouth Middle School, but there was some incident that was unclear yesterday, but we know a little bit more now today about that, and that involves a 53-year-old male teacher being charged with unlawfully causing serious harm and aggravated assault for allegedly hitting a female student on Tuesday. So something went on there. We're not aware of all of those facts. I mean, we've heard a bunch of different stories, but getting the truth out there is a little harder. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that will all come out in due course. But some crazy days at the Darwin schools this week.
Sure is. Yep, sure is. Chris, on that note, I will look forward to catching up with you on Weekends with Walshy.
Great. Thanks, Pete. We'll see you then.
That was Chris Walsh from the NT Independent. Weekends with Walshy back again Saturday morning. That'll be released around 7 a.m. And we'll catch you again next week for the Territory Story Podcast News Bites.
That was the Territory Story News Bites for this week. Thanks to Opie Dennis Digital Marketing, your local digital marketing agency.